June 28th. You can prove to yourself that life is basically and fundamentally an inner attitude. Just try to remember what troubled you most a week ago. You probably will find it difficult to remember. Why then should you unduly worry or fret over the problems that arise today? Your attitude toward them can be changed by putting yourself and your problems in God's hands and trusting Him to see that everything will turn out all right, provided you are trying to do the right thing. Your changed mental attitude toward your problems relieves you of their burden and you can face them without fear. Has my mental attitude changed? Meditation for the day. You can see the future. No, you cannot see the future. It's a blessing that you cannot. You could not bear to know all the future. That is why God only reveals it to you day by day. The first step each day is to lay your will before God as an offering, ready for God to do what is best for you. Be sure that if you trust God, what He does for you will be for the best. The second step is to be confident that God is powerful enough to do everything He wills, and that no miracle in human lives is impossible with Him. Then leave the future to God. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may gladly leave my future in God's hands. I pray that I may be confident that good things will happen as long as I am on the right path. When things don't work, frequently, when faced with a problem, we may attempt to solve it in a particular way. When that way doesn't work, we may continue trying to solve the problem in that same way. We may get frustrated, try harder, get more frustrated, and then exert more energy and influence into forcing the same solution that we have already tried and that didn't work. That approach makes us crazy. It tends to get us stuck and trapped. It is the stuff that unmanageability is made of. We can get caught in these same difficult patterns in relationships, in tasks, in every area of our life. We initiate something, it doesn't work, doesn't flow, we feel badly, then try the same approach harder, even though it's not working and flowing. Sometimes it's appropriate not to give up and to try harder. Sometimes it's more appropriate to let go, detach, and stop trying so hard. If it doesn't work, if it doesn't flow, maybe life is trying to tell us something. Life is a gentle teacher. She doesn't always send neon road signs to guide us. Sometimes the signs are more subtle. Something not working may be a sign. Let go. We have become frustrated by repeated efforts that aren't producing desired results. We may be trying to force ourselves down the wrong path. Sometimes a different solution is appropriate. Sometimes a different path opens up. Often the answer will emerge more clearly in the quietness of letting go than it will in the urgency, frustration, and desperation of pushing harder. Learn to recognize when something isn't working or isn't flowing. Step back and wait for clear guidance. Today, I will not make myself crazy by repeatedly trying solutions that have proven themselves unsuccessful. If something isn't working, I will step back and wait for guidance. So this story here in this entry reminds me of an example that Stephen Covey did where he got someone's glasses, prescription glasses, that were very different than what his own glasses were. And what he did is he put them on another participant's face and asked them, okay, so can you see? And they said, well, no, not very well. Try harder. And she stood there, and you can imagine there, everyone's laughing in the room. She's just standing there. What can she do? She can't do anything. You know that she can't do anything. Her vision is corrected the wrong way. If she takes the glasses off her face, she can see better. But no one realizes that happens with a million other, all of us do this, where we'll do the same thing over and over again, and it never works. And we even say, oh, well, I'll just try harder. Well, it still doesn't work. So sometimes we have to back up. We have to back up so that we can go again. And maybe, you know, we're on the road and there's a pothole there. And if we swerve the pothole, we're good. You never know. But if it's not flowing, that's the thing. All right, so I'm done. Here's the next entry. Moments of completeness. My moments of being most complete, most integrated, have come either in complete solitude or when I'm being part of a body made up of many people going in the same direction. A vivid example is a great symphony orchestra where each instrument is completely necessary for the whole. A violin cannot take the place of a trombone, nor cymbals of the harp. And there are even times when the lowly triangle is the focus of the music. I love, and I don't know how to pronounce this, Chalapin's definition of heaven. There will be 5,000 sopranos, 5,000 altos, 10 tenors, I don't much like tenors, 1,000 baritones, and I will sing bass. Where have I known this unity? In the holy mysteries. Yes. And years ago, when I was in the theater and was privileged to be a part of bringing a play to life, I remember one evening during the rehearsal, lying up on the grid and looking down from the great height of the stage, and yet being a complete part of all that was being said and done.